You're listening to SBS News.
Saying goodbye to the sport Sally Pearson's made her own wasn't easy.
Standing on that start line in front of 80,000 people is going to be the hardest part that I'm going to miss, I suppose. I loved being on the track. I love running, I love sprinting, I love hurdling, and I'm going to miss all of it. I'm going to miss the people that I room with at Olympic Games and World Championships. I'm just going to miss all of it.
Pearson won Olympic gold at the London Games of 2012 and is a two-time world champion in the 100-metre hurdles. Thought by many as Australia's greatest modern-day track and field athlete, she starred as a junior sprinter in the days when she was known by her maiden name, Sally McLennan. But it was after she made the move to the hurdles that she rose to prominence. Pearson has had to overcome numerous major injury setbacks during her career, including a broken wrist. But several minor injury problems this year finally took their toll on her resolve to continue.
The first day, I was deciding this with tears in my eyes and a lump in my throat, and it was really hard to take.
For now, Pearson will soften the blow of her decision by concentrating on renovating a new house she's bought with her husband on the Gold Coast. But even with that distraction, getting over the disappointment will take time.
I was hoping to get back for Tokyo, but you know, you have to listen to your body sometimes, and when it's screaming out at you to stop, then you have to take that into consideration.
Most Australians were enthralled by her stunning victory at the London Olympics in 2012. But for Pearson, her victory in London at the World Championships 5 years later was her proudest moment. Not just for the victory itself, but for what she had to overcome to make it happen.
The World Championships in 2017 was one of my most proudest moments. Coming back from, 2 years of really bad injuries and then deciding to coach myself was a huge step for me. And to be able to do that and to have the confidence in my ability as a coach and as an athlete was something I took a lot of pride in.
Pearson's place amongst Australia's greats is secure, according to fellow Olympic sprinter Matt Shervington.
And you go right back to Marjorie Jackson, Betty Cuthbert, Raelene Boyle, I do parallel her with Cathy Freeman, although very hard for Sally to replicate that moment. But in terms of medals won, she's a two-time world champion. So absolutely, I think you have to put Sally Pearson amongst our best track and field athletes produced.
Pearson says she may take a break from the sport before one day getting back involved as a coach, media commentator or administrator. John Baldock, SBS News.